We are in the Sivo Shalom on Parshat Devarim. At the very end of Parshat Devarim, there is a piece on Shabbat Chazon, as it has to be so. The Parshat Devarim always falls out on Shabbat Chazon. In our other WhatsApp chat, we're going to be talking about that extensively. So we're learning the piece in the beginning of the Sivo Shalom on Devarim on page Yud Chet on Shabbat Chazon. This year is generously sponsored by an anonymous sponsorship, in honor that our learning should be a schus of turning over the 9 days. Our learning should be a schus of turning over the 9 days from Avelus Bezrat Hashem to Sigeula. So thank you very much to the generous anonymous donor. Here we go. Shabbat Chazon. Shabbat Zo Nikreit Shabbat Chazon Al Shem Shemaftirin Ba Chazon Yishayahu. This Shabbos is called Shabbat Chazon because we read on it a very special, very deep, very beautiful, a little bit painful, but very, very beautiful haftarah of this vision of Yeshayahu from the beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu. A chazon is a vision, a nevuah. V'ine, lashon ze chazon eino matsoi b'shar nevim. He says that this lashon of chazon, which is what opens up the nevuah, the prophecy of Yeshayahu, this chazon of Yeshayahu, it's not something which is used by the other nevim. V'tzarich b'yor, manit yachdar nevuat Yeshayahu mikol ha-nevi'im, shenikra'im b'shem chazon. What's unique about Yeshayahu that his is called a chazon, but nobody else's nevuah is called a chazon? V'arei kula divrei musar v'tochacha. And when we read it through, and it's a very, very powerful haftarah, I highly recommend, even though I know that the least exciting part for most people of Shabbos morning davening is the haftarah. But first of all, the haftarahs are beautiful, and it keeps us connected to Nevi'im. But on top of that, Dafka, this Shabbos, where the Shabbos itself is named after the haftarah, I highly encourage everybody to, before Shabbos, and if you don't do it before Shabbos, even on Shabbos, in shul, or if you're at home, wherever it may be, to open up to the haftarah for Parshat Devarim, and read the Chazon of Yeshayahu. Read what he says there. Read what he says there, the words, that hear them as we go into it. It's the Shabbos, this year, Shabbos is Anti Shabbos, Shabbat is on Shabbos. That is, he's speaking this on Anti Shabbos, Shechaliot B'Shabbos. He's speaking this normally in the Shabbos is leading into the Shabbat. The words of Tochacha, the words of Musar that are being said by Yeshayahu way back then, but are for all generations. That's why they're recorded. The only Nevuahs that are recorded are for all generations. Speaking to us in a very, very deep way. I highly recommend everybody taking a look at it inside. He's quoting a few psukim from it here. It's full of words of musar. It's full of words of admonition. Banim gidalti v'romamti v'him pashubi v'gomer. Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking, my children, I raised up Klal Yisrael as my children, and they go and they sinned against me. So coming back to that question, why is this called a chazon? Why is this nevuah of all nevuahs called a chazon? Why is the Shabbos called Shabbat Chazon? I don't think we have any other thing in all of Judaism. You have, and the other ones, I guess, on a certain level are, meaning Shabbos Shuva, the Nevuah talks about Shuva, but it's also very clearly linked to the idea of Shuva for Yom Kippur. You have Shabbat Agadol, but Kilo, when do we have a Shabbos that's named after the Haftarah? Like, what's going on there? That we call the Shabbos Shabbat Chazon after the Chazon of Yeshayahu. How do we understand that? V'chein ha-lashon she'amar, shim'u shamayim, v'hazin ya'aretz, ki Hashem dibru, eino matzoi v'makom acher. Also, again, this introductory lashon, this introductory wording of, shim'u shamayim, here in the heavens, v'hazin ya'aretz, and the land should hear, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking, this grandiose opening, speaking to the heavens and the earth. What's going on here? What's so significant about this nevuah? V'yish lavina'ina, next paragraph. We can understand this based on what it says in the Sefer HaKadosh Priya Arts. That he asks, what is this whole concept of the Avelus of Tisha B'Av? Halo atzvut v'yagon hi haklipa hakashe biyoter mikol haklipot. Sadness, depression, it's one of the worst klipas, one of the worst divisions between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we could possibly have. So what is this concept of Avelus? Sharia Avodah Zarah Nikral Shema. That even Avodah Zarah is called by the name of sadness. Atzbeihem kesef v'zahav. Meaning there, I think the word is used in that pasuk in Tehillim on a pshat level to mean the their fingers are meaningless. Their fingers are made of gold and silver, and they're totally meaningless. But it's milashon etzev, sadness. The avodah zarah, the biggest avodah zarah there is sadness. V'chein chabur atzavim, and so too in another place it uses the same lashon of atzavim for avodah zarah. There's no connection between sadness and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kamamar, oz v'ched v'mikomo, as it says, there's only strength and joy by his place. And the Shechina only comes in a place of simcha. So how do we understand? Hold on a second. How do we understand? Now, again, this is not to say, chas v'shalom, that sadness, you know, lo aleinu, especially, it's in all generations, we're more sensitive to it in our generation. You know, a person who's suffering from depression, a person who's down, that's something which needs to be gotten over, but there's no judgment there. But the idea is that when we have a normal reality of sadness, when we feel depressed, when we feel down, that, again, on an emotional level, we're not talking about somebody who's on a deep psychological level is working to get out of these issues, and that's an avodah in and of itself. But we're talking about a person who just feels sad and down. Sadness is connected, it's connected to Torah, Stay in Judaism. Why am I sad? I'm sad because things didn't go my way. I'm sad because I don't like the way things are going. I'm sad because what I wanted didn't happen. It's going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. If I internalize that everything in life is Me'ez Hashem, if I internalize that everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there should only be simcha. There should only be simcha all the time. Even when something negative happens to me, I can be besimcha because it's coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Nachum Ish Gamzu. No matter what happened to Nachum Ish Gamzu, he would say Gamzu Latova in Maseches Tanis. Right? It talks about that's why they sent him to go. They wanted to give a gift to the king. So they sent him to Dafka, be the one to go give a gift to the king. And so he goes and he takes a chest of all of these like fancy things and he stops at an inn, he stops at this hotel and he goes and sleeps there for the night and the people go and they steal everything that he had and then they put sand in the chest. And he goes off to the king, he says, I have a gift from the Jewish people. The king opens it up and it's full of sand. He says, they're mocking me, they're making fun of me. What does he say? Gamzu Latova. And Eliyahu HaNavi comes down, famous story in Tanis. Eliyahu HaNavi comes down and he says, no, that's the sand of Avram Avinu. And if you take it and throw it at your enemies, it turns into all kinds of spears and arrows. And so he goes and tries it out. And he defeats one of his enemies. And he says, wow, look what the Jews gave me. And he sends him back with a chest full of precious gems and gold, more than he was even going to bring as a gift in the first place. When bad things happen to us, to be able to say Gamzu Latova. Gamzu Latova means, even though I don't understand it now, I know that it's going towards the good. Gamzu litova. It's going towards the good. In the deepest challenges of life. And there are things in life that are challenging. There are things in life that are difficult. It doesn't mean that we understand. We have to be on a level where we immediately are able to understand why this is happening and to be able to see the good in it. That's very hard. But to know gamzu litova. And if I know that everything that's going on is all going towards the good, and I work on that and elevate that and develop that, then I'm able to bring myself to the place where I'm kulo b'simcha. Because if it is Me'ez Hashem, and it is good, it's all going to... There's nothing... Why would I not be happy with what I have? It's a difficult situation, sure, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting me here for a reason. And it's going to a good thing. And I know it's going to get there. And however this turns out, it's because a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. He's the one who's running the show. And no matter how hard it is and how difficult it is, I know it's going towards the good. There's no, again, I'm not saying it's easy to do, but in terms of understanding the concept, there's no reason to be sad. I wanted something to go a certain way and it didn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it wasn't going to be good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's not what you want. Trust me, I know better. It's not what you really want. Things aren't going the way that I was hoping. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. Sadness comes from a place when I feel like life isn't meaningful. Life isn't going the way I wanted. Life is meaningful. Life has connectivity. I just need to turn to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and embrace Him and open up my heart to Him. He's here. He's guiding me and He's with me. He's with me. A lot of sadness also comes from feeling alone, from feeling isolated. I feel like we might have done this piece a few years ago. So, and we certainly were talking about isolation a lot a couple of years ago. But I feel, again, we're able to go out and about. People still are feeling plenty isolated. I feel isolated. I feel alone. I don't feel like I have such close friends. I don't feel like anybody cares about me. I open up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with me. Sadness comes from a place of disconnection. That's why it is a klipa. Meaning a klipa is that which disconnects us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To not let that sadness draw me down, but to be able to turn it around and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize He's with me, He's guiding me, and therefore it is good and it's going towards the good. Kamzu L'tova. And everything should be besimcha. Again, ideally, everything should be besimcha. And it's an avoda that everything should be besimcha. But he's saying here that atzvus, that's why he's saying atzvus, that's where it's coming from, that atzvus is like an avoda zara. Meaning, I'm going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm sad, I'm saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's good. But I know better. I know better. I'm saying it's bad. So I'm going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's avoda zara. I'm going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I embrace it and internalize it and say, no, it may seem bad, it may be challenging, but I'm going to put a smile on my face and I'm going to push through it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's getting through the klipa of Atzvus. So he continues on and says, Ve'ena Shechina Shora Ela Mitoch Simcha. The only way that the Shechina comes, the Shechina only comes in Simcha. The Shechina only wants Simcha. It connects to Simcha. Umevaer Al Pi Divrei HaMidrash. It explains the Midrash. Al Pi Ki Hashem Hogeh Al Rov Pisha'eha. Yachol Al Magain Talmud Lomar Al Rov Pisha'eha. See what he says, how he explains it. Umfaresh Bazed Lichora Tamua. Etzem Inyana Velut Al Chorban Bet HaMikdash. Mashayach Avel V'Yagon Al Mashihi Ve'enenu. How do we understand that we're in a time period now of Avelus? We're right now in a time period of Avelus. We're mourning over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. How can we have avelus? The whole inyan is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shor b'toch simcha. That sadness is avodah zarah. So how do we have a period in the year that all revolves around avelus? How do we have a period in the year that's focused on sadness? How can we have such a thing? Kimasha avar ayin. What happened in the past isn't anymore. There's no such thing as commemorations in Judaism. We talked about this before. There's no commemorations in Judaism. So what's the concept of me being sad and in avelus now, mourning now, over something that we lost ages ago? What's the concept? Ukemo shamar David HaMelech alav shalom, acharei mavet hayeled. Lama ze, anitzama ochel lashivo. Vizeu kavanat sheilat ha-midrash yechol al-magein. Pirush avelut al-beit ha-mikdash. Hi-al-chinam, shamitavlim al-ha-avar shayav enenu. That this is all bringing out, that We're mamish and avelus for something that was, which is not something we do. Jews don't have, we don't mourn for things that we lost in the past because we don't stay in a place of sadness. There's no such concept as mourning over something which happened in the past. It's against who we are. We're supposed to be simcha. V'alzeh onei ha-midrash, the midrash explains, Talmud lo ma'arov pisha'eh, haynu ka'amor chazam, Kol shelo nivne bit hamikdash biyamav, kilu nechrav biyamav. We're not in avelus. We're not in sadness over what happened in the past. That's avodah zarah. That's missing the point. That's getting lost. That's getting into a state of depression. There's never a mandated state of depression in Judaism. There's only a drive towards simcha. So what's happening is that here during the 3 weeks, the sadness is that we should have a Beis HaMikdash now. And if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash now, if by this Shabbos, there's no Beis HaMikdash, what that means is that the Beis HaMikdash that should be built right now, because of our sins, because we haven't brought ourselves to the place of bringing it back, the Beis HaMikdash of now isn't. I'm sad, I'm down, I'm in avelus, I'm mourning the Beis HaMikdash of 5782 that should be here, but isn't. The sadness is in the present. We're not mourning over the past. Shaveluti al zesh nechrav biyamav. The avelus of Tisha B'Av, the avelus of the 3 weeks, is on the Beis HaMikdash that should be here right now, and over the fact that it's not here right now when it should be. That's the avelus. That's the sadness. V'zeo arov pesha'eh, and that's because of our sins. Arov pesha'av v'chata'av shemena'o atov, she'en hu, im Beit HaMikdash, yicholim lador b'olam hazeh. That we're in a reality where there should be a Beis HaMikdash because of my sins, because of our sins as Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash isn't with us. V'hainu da'avilut shel tisha b'av, eninu avilut shel ha'ava. The avilus of tisha b'av isn't an avilus on the past. Ela inyana tshuva. It's an avelus of the present, but it's more than that, because again, there's no mandated sadness in Judaism. The inyan of the avelus here isn't the avelus. The inyan of the avelus is the tshuva. It's bringing into us a state of regret and sadness over the fact that there is no Beit HaMikdash right now, to inspire us towards tshuva, to bring about the Beit HaMikdash that should be here right now. That's the whole goal. It's all going somewhere. The avelus of the 3 weeks is going somewhere. It's going towards binyan. Because avelus for avelus' sake, no such thing. It has to be that it's going towards somewhere. It's an avelus on the present, that I don't have the Beit HaMikdash that I should have right now, in the hopes that by being in that state of avelus, it's going to be orer me, it's going to bring about within me tshuva, that I can mamish bring the Beit HaMikdash in my time. Sheyudim itavel al rov pisha'av, that a Jew then is an avelus because of his sins. Shurachol kolkach me'ashemi barach sha'az Beit HaMikdash shechol libanot piyamav. That in order then to do the tshuva, that the Beit HaMikdash gets rebuilt. That's the goal. That's ultimately the goal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want sadness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want avelus. You know, there's a lot of Jews out there that when they, you know, there's a mentality. You know, the harder life is, it's so hard to do this mitzvah. It's so hard to learn this many hours. It's so hard to daven and this and that. It's like, oh, it's really hard for me. No, it's really hard for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want an avoda like that. We shouldn't be comparing ourselves how difficult it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be besimcha in it. Even Al Pi Chassidus, even these 9 days, the famous Chassidus Shavuot, right? Mishenichnas Av, Mimatim Besimcha. When Av comes in, when the month of Av comes in, that we lessen our simcha. They say, no! Mishenichnas Av mimatin. When Av comes in, we lessen. We lessen the meat and the wine. We lessen the cutting the hair. We lessen all of these things. But we're mimait b'simcha. Mishenichnas Av mimatin b'simcha. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to be mimait. And whatever the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells me to do, I do b'simcha. I don't dance these days b'simcha. I don't listen to music these days b'simcha. I don't eat meat these days b'simcha. Because I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of what? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah of reflecting on the Beit HaMikdash. The mitzvah of reflecting on the fact that it's not here. The mitzvah of reflecting on my sins. All for the purpose of doing tshuva. And what's the tshuva for? To get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the Beit HaMikdash back. That's the whole goal. What is the exile? This is Shashir, and this is so much is talked about on this. When we lose the Beis HaMikdash is our bias of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like it's lo alinu. It's like it's karov to a divorce. It's a separation. A Kadosh Baruch Hu throws us out of his house. We're married to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we live in the Mishkan. We live in the Beis HaMikdash. And so now we go in lo alinu. We're wandering 2,000 years separated from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And over 2,000 years, we can get complacent. Over 2,000 years, you think you can make it as a single person. You think you can make it as a single parent. You think you can make it as, you can make it on your own. It's good enough. I have the memories. I have the good times. Okay, this is what life is going to be. And it's just, no. It's not good enough. And these 3 weeks are meant to get to light that fire back underneath us. This is not good enough. I need to come back to that bias. The memories aren't enough. Contacting via WhatsApp isn't enough. I still talk to him. I still talk to her by WhatsApp. No. No messages, no WhatsApp, no voice notes. No, we got to come back to the house together. We need to rebuild the house, to live together, to be together, to connect on every level of being. We need that back. This isn't good enough. And the only way that happens is through that reflection. To that contemplation. It opens up the Dafka Chazon Yishayahu and Shabbat Chazon. He opens up in the thousands of years ago, he's yelling at us. Ami lo hitbonan. My people has forgotten how to contemplate, has forgotten how to reflect. Go back, I'm telling you, read this Nevuah. He turns to the Jewish people. He says to them, it's enough already. Mali rov zivchechem neum Hashem. Stop giving me your korbanos. That's what he says in the Nevuah on the Shabbos. Stop giving me korbanos. Why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu not want korbanos? He looks at us and he says, it's Baal Tashchis. Your korbanos are Baal Tashchis. You're shechting animals, you're drawing on the Mizbeach, and then you're going off and sitting. You don't really care about me. There's no relationship here. You're doing meaningless external actions. That should definitely resonate with our generation. You're doing meaningless external actions. I don't want that, says the Kaddish Baruch. I'm not interested in that. You sheft an animal and you burn it on a fire. It's bal tashtis. Nebuch on the animal. When you use a korban to connect to me, to do tshuva, to create a closeness, that I want. Because what do I really want? Rachman aliba ba'e. I want your heart. I want you, I want your heart, Klal Yisrael. That's what I want. I don't need the korbanos. And that's so much also for us in Bizman Hazeh. We're talking about this with the Michlalikos that I'm learning with. Amazing, amazing girls. High school girls. I didn't know you could learn so much Torah in high school. Who knew? Right? So the idea here that tefillah is modeled after the korbanos. It's the same thing. Bizman, the fact that we have a term called lip service. Don't give me lip service. What does lip service mean? It comes from tefillah. What lip service is when you serve me only with your lips, but not with your heart. And how many of us come and all we do, we daven and we just give a Kadosh Baruch Hu lip service. We just mumble a couple of words. He doesn't want that. Listen, if that's the best we can do, at least let's do that. But that's not the ikar of what he wants. He wants our heart. He wants our soul. He wants us to connect to him. He's just waiting for that. That's all he wants. And these 3 weeks, we take away the music. We take away the clean laundry. We take away the swimming. We take away the showers for pleasure. We take away all of these things to feel a little bit of discomfort. A little bit of discomfort. In our day and age, the amount of energy that we expend to try to not lose the discomforts, it's disheartening. You go to camps. The camps find ways to do laundry. They find ways to play music. They find ways to, there's heterim to do this for the right reasons. And there's good reasons to do this. I don't know if the camps are doing it for the good reasons. And they have a seum every night. No, don't feel any discomfort. No, feel a little discomfort. Feel discomfort. It's okay. Remember the camp that I was at one time. This is many, many, many years ago. There was a camp I was at one time. And laundry was on a certain day of the week, and it would have thrown off like 2 or 3 weeks of laundry for some reason because of the way that the 9 days fell out. And the rabbi of the camp sent out a letter to the whole camp, a tshuva, that since camp you don't have so much clothing, you're like an ani sheyesh lo chaluk echad. You're like a poor person who only has one garment, and a poor person who only has one garment can do their laundry over the 9 days. Like, no, it's okay. We'll be a little dirty. Trust me, the kids don't care. The counselors care. The administration cares. The kids don't care if they're dirty. It's okay to be uncomfortable a little bit. And through that discomfort, to say, the bigger chinuch isn't coming up with the fancy tshuvas to get around the 9 days. The chinuch needs to be to start talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Even with these very firm girls on Michlelet, like unbelievably firm girls on Michlelet, I was trying to make a different point, and I was like, oh, what is everyone talk about during the 9 days? I'm going to say about, like, we can't do this, we can't do that. And they were like, avas chinam. I was like, this is a beautiful answer. I didn't expect that. But like, they were like, avas chinam is what we talk about during the 9 days. Very, very beautiful. But I was like, okay, and that is very beautiful. And yes, we lost the Beis HaMikdash because of sin aschinam, and we want to get avas chinam. But I said, but how do people talk to you about the Beis HaMikdash? And they said, nobody's talking to us about the Beis HaMikdash. We need to start talking about the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we need to be doing. That's why there's avelus. Sadness in Judaism is avodah zarah. It's not about being sad for 3 weeks. It's not being about sad for 9 days. It's about feeling discomfort. It's about feeling a lack. It's about feeling a loss. That this isn't good enough. I want more. Being consciously uncoupled isn't good enough for me. Living single, living separated isn't good enough for me. I want it back. I want that love back. I want the bias back. I want that connectivity back. And for 9 days we feel discomfort to shake us out. To shake us out of that complacency that we can get into. That complacency in Chutz La'aretz with Shul and the Beis Medrash. The complacency in Eretz Yisrael with being Eretz Yisrael and feeling like we're in Gula, but we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. To shake us out of that complacency, feeling that discomfort, so we get to a place we can start to do tshuva. It's not just to feel down, Chas v'Shalom. Judaism never just wants us to feel down. To do the tshuva and say, I can't believe we're still here 2,000 years later. 2,000 years later, and there's still no Beis HaMikdash. How could that be? How could I have let this happen? How could I have done that this year? How could I have done that this month? How could I have done that last week? How did I do that today? How was I mevatel Torah like that this morning? How did I eat what I ate this afternoon? How did I do what I did this evening? How could I do that if I know that it's only creating more distance and it's keeping the Beis HaMikdash from being rebuilt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming back down, the Shechina being more present in this world, and being able to bring Korbanos again, Be'emes, connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'emes, feeling the Shechina here, reuniting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, building that house together again. That's where this is all coming from. Judaism, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be sad. He wants us to do tshuva, because He wants us to reconnect with Him again. That's the whole goal here. This isn't a time of sadness. It's an avelus that's meant to bring about tshuva. It's a discomfort that's meant to bring about a reminder that I am uncomfortable because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Even though I forgot, my body made my soul forget, but I am uncomfortable because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And to live that and feel that and change because of it. So let's take it forward. Let's see where he goes. Next paragraph. V'nei be'inyan tshuva, and when it comes to that tshuva, the whole build-up to the fact that this is all about tshuva. So he says, when it comes to this concept of tshuva, be'arnu she'ishva zebet rachim. We've talked about that there's two different ways. Yeshet aderach shel sur meira, v'yaseh tov, classically. There's the aspect of tshuva of sur meira, which is staying away. I'm doing tshuva, I know that I keep doing this, and I keep doing that, and I keep doing that sin. So sur meira, I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to stay away from all of it. I'm going to put up fences and I'm going to stay away from all of it. And then there's a tshuva of Aseh Tov. Shereshit, that first, Sarich Latzkil B'Sumera, that the first thing you need to do is to stay away from the bad. La'kor Tara, meaning how can I start doing good if I'm still doing bad? How can I start davening beautifully with a mouth that's still eating treif? How can I put tefillin on an arm that's still touching my girlfriend or my boyfriend? Meaning that I need to do the sur meira. First do the sur meira. Then to come to the Aseh Tov. That it needs to go in that order. But he says, so first of it is, Kol zman she'od yishbo ra, in yachol lavo lasot tov. Meaning it makes sense. As long as there's still ra in me, how can I do tov? That's the classic derech. Stop doing the negative things and then start doing the positive things. Figure out what I'm doing wrong, feel bad about it, feel guilty about it. Jewish guilt is a real thing, right? Feel bad about it, feel guilty about it, push away from it, and then come into the Tov. Once I've purified myself, come to the Tov. But as he always says, no. V'yish od derech ila'it, but there's a higher level of doing it. There's a loftier level of doing tshuva. Kimo she'pershut tzadikim, as the tzadikim all say, it's not sur meira ve'aseh tov. They say, no. Sur meira, stop doing bad. How? Al yedei aseh tov. By starting to do good. By starting to do good. In this generation, you tell a guy, don't put on tefillin until you stop touching girls. You may as well take your tefillin and just donate them to somebody else. It's not going to happen. That's not the derech bizman hazeh. It's not going to happen. Lo aleinu, you tell somebody who's still eating treif, don't daven until you stop eating treif. That's not the derech bizman hazeh. That's generally speaking, anybody who's done any sort of Kiruv Rechokim, Kiruv Krovim, just bringing people closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or yourself, it doesn't matter. If you've done any type of Kiruv at all, that's not the Derech Bezman Hazeh. This is the Derech. Sur Meira Al Yedei Aseh Tov. Start davening. And when you start davening for a day, for a week, for a month, why would you want to put treif food in the mouth that's davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu like that? Guys, come to Shana Aleph. I did. I don't look at anybody else. Not like this. I'm looking at my own reflection on Zoom. Don't worry. I'm just looking at me. Right? And I came to Shana Aleph. I wasn't davening. I think I've told this story before, but I remember like one of my biggest goals in Shana Aleph was that I wanted to mamish put on tefillin every day, daven, mamish daven every day. And I remember a few months into Shana Aleph, I was sitting at breakfast one morning after Shacharis, feeling like a million bucks, feeling at the top of the world. I was like, I did it. I'm putting on tefillin, I'm davening every day, I made it. And I remember this cold shiver go down my spine a minute later. And I realized, wait, there's also Mincha and Maariv. Like it didn't even like dawn on me, the concept that there was like also Mincha and Maariv out there. We all start wherever we start. But what drove me to get to Mincha and Maariv was getting to Shacharis. I had succeeded in davening Shacharis, now it's time to add Mincha. And so mira al yedei aseh tov, that you do the good, it pulls you away from the bad. Different yeshivas and different seminaries have different methods, but so many of the yeshivas and seminaries out there, When you come for the year in Israel, if you were zocheh to come for a year in Israel, it's so much focused on just start learning. Just start learning Torah. Start davening. Start getting into a positive environment. Come to Eretz Yisrael. Can you imagine if it was like, here are the prereqs. Here are all the sins you need to stop before you can come for Shana Aleph. I'd be out of a job very quickly. I'd be out of a job very, very, very quickly. There's no such thing, Bismana said. Sumiral Yidei Asei Tov. It's the biggest thing. You feel like you're down. You feel like you're distant. So start doing more good. Start doing things that are more tahor. Start doing things that are more kadosh. You think you're not a Beit Knesset type of person. I'm not a davening type of person. So then dafka, go to Beit Knesset. Make yourself a Beit Knesset type of person. Make yourself a davening type of person. Make yourself a Torah learning type of person. What do I know from learning? There is no book under the sun that Art Scroll hasn't translated yet. And everybody here speaks English. I recognize everybody here. Everybody here speaks English. I don't know if it's just Eli or all the Negros, but you all speak English. Every single one of you. And if that's the case, so you can pick up an Art Scroll if you don't speak English. If you pick up an Art Scroll if you don't speak Hebrew. They also translate into other languages. That's beside the point. Right? You know, so pick up a Sefer. Who cares? Pick up an Art Scroll Gemara. Pick up an Art Scroll Sefer on Tefillah. Pick up an Art Scroll Sefer. There's also 1,000 other books out there. 1,000 other Sfarim out there. Start to learn. But I don't learn. Rabbi, I don't learn. I don't know how to learn. It's been so... Who cares? No, you don't understand. After watching 12 hours of... After binge-watching 12 hours of what I just binged on Netflix, how can I open a Sefer? No! Open the Sefer. You'll binge a little bit next time. Start doing the good and let that burn away the negative. Because I hope you've all had this experience in some way, in some aspect in your own lives. That the more and more and more good you do, you realize that's all you want. All we want is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All we want is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're sitting, it's the most amazing thing. And next time you're in that moment, think for a second. When you're in a sefer and you're learning, when you're in a shir and you're learning, when you're in a tefillah and you're feeling it in the tefillah, when you're doing a chesed, when you're doing a mitzvah, whatever it is, think to yourself, do I want to be doing something else? Think to yourself in that moment. Be honest with yourself. Do I wish I was binge watching instead? Do I wish I was doing a chait with someone of the opposite gender instead? In the moment, the answer is always no. It's so clear. The answer is no. You never want to put it down. Once you close the sefer, picking it up becomes a challenge. The tzara is going to attack you. But when you're in it, you don't want anything else. You're experiencing this, you're tasting Gan Eden. Why would you want anything else? And your neshama knows that. Your neshama is telling you that. Surirah Yidei Asitov. That's the avodah of our generation. Surirah Yidei Asitov. Davin. So you couldn't possibly eat treif with such a mouth. So you couldn't possibly say Lashon Hara with such a mouth. Put tefillin on and look at it and say, how can I do a sin with this hand? Light Shabbos candles. And as you watch the fire catch on the wick and draw up the oil and bring out the Ora Ganuz in this world, ask yourself in that moment, do I want to ever use this hand for an Avera? Ever? And even if you do, you don't want to. And that's the beginnings of the tshuva of Sumerah Yidei Asitov. And the more and more and more you do, you're burning away. You're burning away. First of all, the time is being spent in a positive way, so automatically it's good. But also, it's burning away the desire to do the negative because you realize all you want to do is Avodas Hashem. He continues on and says, around 5 lines from the bottom. V'al derech shekatav haRamchal, like the Ramchal says, oh, beautiful. The Ramchal says, Bereish Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. Shadam lo nivra ela liitaneg al Hashem leanot miziv hashchina. That all person, the only reason why we were created is to enjoy a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to enjoy the Shechina. That's why we're here. We're here to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, to earn Olam Haba, to be able to enjoy a Kadosh Baruch Hu's radiance and brilliance for all time. That's the only reason that we're here. V'kashir Yehudi zocher liitaneg al Hashem. Harikola idunim mekola tanugim shebaolam im ka'ayin ve'efes b'umadat hanugazeh. And when a person gets the oneg in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything in this world pales in comparison. And then the ra goes away. It's a matter of just internalizing that reality, or internalizing that fact, and recognizing that's really what it was all about. Meaning, let's take a step back and even tie the previous pieces together. So often people get sad, people get down, that they're more prone to sin when they're sad. They're more prone to, people, when people are depressed and sad, they're more prone to doing chata'im. Why? because I feel down, and basically I need a hit of feeling good. I need a hit of feeling good. And I feel down because I feel disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel disconnected from other people. I feel disconnected from a life that's meaningful. That's really what's happening. Deep down, no matter what this, wherever that sadness is coming from, when things don't go your way, you feel like you were slighted by somebody. Nobody cares about me. I feel alone. Things didn't go away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about me. I feel alone. They didn't go the way that I thought that they would go. I don't know where my life is going to go. I feel the uncertainty. I don't know where life is heading. I'm going to be alone. I feel isolated. I feel alone. And I feel down. And I need a hit. And that's what it is. Physical pleasure is a drug. And so instead of going for the meaningful positivity, I go for the quick fix of the instant gratification. It's interesting, Dr. Pelkovitz talks about this. I mentioned this in the past. Dr. Pelkovitz, anything you can listen to of his, listen to it. He doesn't have so many shiurim on Why You Torah, but every one of them listen to. Every single one listen to. He's a psychologist who may as well be a rabbi. He knows a tremendous amount of Torah. And he's a joy to listen to, and everything he says is deep, deep insight. And he says, if I remember correctly, this is the way he frames it, that how do you know the difference between fun and true happiness? He said, when you wake up the next morning, if you regret what you did, it was fun. If you feel happy and have positive memories of what you did, then that's happiness. When we go and we need a quick fix, a hit of something, you get the instant gratification, you go to sleep, you wake up the next day, you feel like garbage as a person, you know what you did was wrong. But you needed that fix. When you do something that's deep, that's meaningful, when you do something that's real, you feel that closest, that joy, that never goes away. And that's not even a taste of what's going to be in Olam Haba when we get the ultimate true goodness in Olam Haba. And if we recognize that that's how we were designed, meaning not in a selfish way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate giver. And we're the ultimate receiver. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I built you to receive and work your whole life to receive the goodness. And on a deep level, what that means is, don't work to receive reward because you want the reward. Work to receive reward because you want to receive the reward, because that's... HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all I want to do is give. And so you say, I want to receive for you. And what I'm going to receive is the greatest pleasure there is. But I don't care about that. I just want to receive it because you want to give it. You ever had a moment where somebody's giving you a gift? There's two ways to receive a gift. There's receiving a gift because, and you can have both at the same time. I'm receiving the gift where I receive the gift and therefore I'm excited about what I got and I don't care about anything else. But there's receiving the gift where you look at the person and you want to make sure that they know how much you appreciate it. Where you give them joy as a giver by being a receiver. We're designed to receive goodness. Not because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wanted us to do something, what did he want us to do? Receive goodness. Because he cares about us, all he wants to do is give us good. But what's my avoda to receive goodness? It's to receive pleasure. What that means is that in this world, I can go off course. And if I am disconnected from true joy, sublime pleasure, then I go for a quick hit, a quick fix of instant gratification. And it only pulls me farther away and deeper down. And to recognize that and to get into that, that our whole avoda here is to receive that goodness, like the Ramchal says, receive that pleasure in Olam Haba. And so if I'm able to stay focused on the goal, I'm able to come to that. That's all that there is. Coming back to Somer Ase Tov. Somer Al Yedei Ase Tov. If, like I mentioned before, if you do a mitzvah, if you're in Talmud Torah, if you're in a mitzvah, if you're in a tefillah, you don't want to do an avira. Your yitzhahara is done. Because when you're feeling, when you're touching that schar that's going to be forever, why would you want a disgusting, lowly, meaningless, ephemeral, temporal drug that's going to give you a hit and then make you crash? You don't want it anymore. And to keep that in mind, to keep that focus, and how do I do that? Just do the Ase Tov. You feel down, you feel like you just want a hit of that instant gratification, dafka, open up a sefer. Dafka, open up a shir. If it's not the 9 days, dafka, turn on a nigun, turn on a zemir. Go and do a chesed. And you'll see, you'll start connecting with people, start connecting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You start connecting with the infinite. And slowly that sadness starts washing away. It may take a little bit of time, but that sadness starts washing away. That isolation starts washing away. And you start to get back into a place. Somiral Yedei Ase Tov. You're coming to the good because you're touching ultimate goodness. Two lines on the top of the next page. We got all the time. Good. Vazman, the Derech Tshuva Azot, Tibeshabbos Kodesh. And the time of this tshuva, that's Shabbos Kodesh. The most ideal time is Shabbos Kodesh. Yemot hachol him b'madriga yoter ktana. The weekdays we have a smaller mind. We're running to do this, we're running to do that. No, I'm here, he's got to run, he's got to drive, he's got to go somewhere. He has no choice. I'm going to put a shir on and try to keep connected. But you're not allowed to drive on Shabbos. It's even more so you're able to connect on Shabbos. No, I'm connected all the time, b'seder. But it's harder to do. It's harder to do in that moment. It's harder to do in that moment. But to dafka when you're on Shabbos and everything stops, and you feel the ruchnius of Shabbos. During the week, we're a little bit smaller. Our minds are a little bit smaller. We're a little more distant. That during the week, sometimes devota, yeah, the best we can do is to just fight and fight and fight to push away the bad and hopefully get to the good. But Shabbos is on a whole other level. And there a Jew can start with Onan. We come into Shabbos, there's no surah, just Asei Tov. Sit, sing, be around people, eat, drink, be happy. Shabbos is living the Oneg of Shabbos. And all the Ra goes away. All of the Ra goes away. Ukeamar Chazal, as Chazal say, Kol HaShomer Shabbat Ki Hilchata Afilu Avad Avod Azara Kedor Enosh Machalin Lo. The Chazal say that even if a person does Avod Azara, the worst Avod Azara there ever was, if a person mamish keeps Shabbos, does tshuva even for Avodah Zarah. Perush, but what does kehil chata mean? Keep Shabbos kehalacha. It doesn't mean just obsessing over every nuance of the 39 malachos. It doesn't mean just keeping Shabbos like a robot. Hainu shemasiga tachlit litaneg al Hashem mean I'm living Shabbos. I'm living the oneg of Shabbos. The best way not to violate the 39 malachos is when Shabbos comes in, go into a chair, sit there, sit on your hands and don't move. You won't violate a single malach, but you also didn't keep Shabbos. You didn't break Shabbos, but you didn't keep Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos means getting into the oneg of Shabbos, the joy of Shabbos, the activity of Shabbos, the dveikos of Shabbos. That's what it means. Shazafilu then, even if you did avodah zarah kedor enosh, you can be mochal on it. Keep a Shabbos kodesh Yisrael mikhnat banim l'Hashem yitbarach. Because on Shabbos, we're mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. We come around the table, we're sitting at the table of the King of all kings on Shabbos. Every one of our Shabbos tables is the Shabbos table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'avodah shal Yisrael b'Shabbos yitbchinat banim. We're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu like children on Shabbos. We're not servants, we're mamash His children. V'chein l'mala anaga yitbchinat banim. V'alkein. Kol ha-shomer Shabbat kilata avilu avad avod azara kedor enosh mochalin lo. And therefore, even if a person does avod azara lo alinu kedor enosh v'mochel, shebekoach ha-shabbos, shebevchinat banim, that the koach of Shabbos, that we're this level of children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, misugal yudi lashuv, we're able to come back, ulid karev l'Hashem v'rach, and take a close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol matzav shu nimsa, no matter what station we're in. And that's, by the way, that's this year. That's this year. This year, Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. And so what are we saying? Get out of here, Avelus. Get out of here, Tisha B'Av. Nothing doing. No fast. Not only that, eat, drink, sing, be happy. Halach l'maisa. Even if lo aleinu, you don't eat a tremendous meal on Shabbos normally. Fine, double your feast this Shabbos. Double it, if you want to. Eat, it says, eat like at the table of King Shlomo. Do what you want. Why? Because that's the whole inyan. What's the whole point here? To get close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that is Shabbos. Shabbos is the essence of tshuva. He brings down in many places. That Shabbat is Shoshei Tevot. Shin Bet Taf. Shabbat Bo Tashuv. Return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. And if we do tshuva on Shabbos, there's no Tisha B'Av. There's no Tisha B'Av. Because the whole goal is to connect with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole goal is to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest of the depths. And Shabbos is that. And when that happens, I have no time for you to Tisha B'Av. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. But not today. Not today. It's a tremendous thing. Tremendous thing. Imagine what we're doing to take in, to do a little hidbonanut, to reflect this Shabbos. That it is Tisha B'Av. My wife said that it was like, it struck her that she was like a little taken aback. That there was an invitation to a bar mitzvah this Shabbos. And it's not because in Israel, so it's all in Hebrew. It's usually in Hebrew anyway, even in the States, but sometimes it's not even English. Bar mitzvah, join us for the celebration of the simcha of our mitzvah of our child, the Shabbos Tisha B'Av. That's what it is. Only this, only any year like this. Shabbos totally overrides it. Eat meat. Drink wine. Sing. Dance. Get into it. Feel happy. Wear fresh new clothes, the Kavod Shabbos. Shabbat, because it's all going to the same goal. It's Sumira al Yidei Aseh Tov. Al Yidei Aseh Tov. And let our eating and drinking and singing and Zmiros and Divrei Torah and connectivity and Avas Yisrael and Chevron, let that bring about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Let that do it. That's all we need. That's Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is. And we just push off Tisha B'Av for that. But we only have a few minutes left. And the piece is on Shabbos Chazon. So let's do the Shabbos Chazon. So let's take a look at the next paragraph. Next paragraph says, we're at the second paragraph on page Yud-Tet. V'zeinyan Chazon Yishayahu. And this is the whole concept of the Chazon of Yishayahu that we're reading this Shabbos. Mashma'ut Chazon Shemedaber Gdolot L'mala Min HaSeichel. What does Chazon mean? It means it's not just a nevuah. It's mamish that we're seeing things that are beyond all understanding. Chazon is beyond the nevuah. It's mamish beyond the nevuah. The chazon who kemoshin the emar sham, and the chazon is like it says at the beginning of the nevuah here. Banim gidalti v'romamti v'heim pashubi. Children that I raise, and they went and they sinned against me anyway. That's part of the tochacha. That's part of the what's being told to us here in the nevuah. V'chein, and it says zera mereim banim ashkitim. There are these children who are evil, these children who just go off the derech. So what's the inyan here? How are we reading this on Shabbos? What is this all about? Says the Nesivos Sholem so beautifully. Afilu kashir pashubi. The chazon is to emphasize, underneath the surface, you could read the surface of the text and see all the things we're doing wrong. But you could see even deeper than that. Afilu kashir pashubi. Even when we sin, that's possibly just read. Banim gidalti v'romamti v'heim pashubi. I raised these children and they went and sinned against me. He says, no, hear the pasuk. Even when they sin against me, v'im banim mashchitim arehem gam kein banim. That even when we go off the derech that much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, my children went off the derech. He never stops relating to us as his children. That's what it's bringing out. On the one hand, yes, we sin and we need to do tshuva. But here he speaks about those who did tshuva. Not his people who did tshuva. Not those people who did tshuva. My children. My children who went off the derech. My children who went off the derech. Look at what they did. But they never stopped being my children. Shisrael him tamid bifchinat banim. That we're mamish always banim l'Hashem Yiparach. Afilu kasherim chotim. Even when we sin. Mikan Yalif Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. I actually just learned this Gemara. We're doing Kiddushin next year in Leva Torah. So I actually just finished preparing this Gemara. That there's a machloket, and Rabbi Meir paskins that he goes against the other Shita. It says that, when are we the children of the Kodesh Baruch? When we do Rasan Hashem, we're his children. And when we don't do Rasan Hashem, we're not his children. Rabbi Meir says, no! Bein kach u bein kach kruyim banim. Whether we do Rasan Hashem, we don't do Rasan Hashem. We're always his children. Always. The Kaimel and Halacha Kemoto and the Gemara Paskins that we follow Rabbi Meir. We're always his children. Even when we sin. Even on Shabbat Chazon. Even Erev Tisha B'Av. It doesn't matter. We're always his children. And we can always therefore come back. You can't break that bond. You can't break a genetic bond. We're not related to here as a wife that was divorced, Chas V'Shalom. We're here the children that went wayward. When there's a divorce, then it's over. When there's children who go off the derech, it doesn't matter how bad things get. You can't make me stop being your child. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how much I'm sending Yishayahu to go and to yell at you and to, for all the things you're doing wrong, you never stop being my children. Ukimo shekatav Rabbeinu Maimon, Avi Arambam, Beigros HaNechama Shalom. And Rabbeinu Maimon, the father of the Rambam, says in his letter of Nechama, Kol eila mishpatim buruim v'hokachot kayamot shakadosh baruch hu lo yisaneh otanu v'lo yasir me'alenu shum shem banim. It's totally clear to us that a kadosh baruch hu, he will never, ever, ever hate us. And he will never take away being his children. Lo kishayirtzeh banu v'lo kishayichos aleinu. Whether he's happy with us or whether he's angry with us, we're always his children. Lo kishayinamim bo, whether we believe in him, when we walk away from him, we're still his children. Kimo she'emar, as it says, Banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem, you're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bini b'chori Yisrael, you're my firstborn child. Banim lo oman bam. Perush ma'aminim o lo ma'aminim. It doesn't matter whether we believe, we don't believe, we're always His children. We're always His children. I think, I must have told the story last year. I remember where I heard it. I remember telling it over once and it must have been to this group. But you can tell me on the chat afterwards if I told you the story before. But I think it was in one of the Mesivos Shalom's. Amazing story that I heard of this child who went off the derech. He went off the derech and he grew more distant and distant and distant from his parents. And he ended up moving away. He left the house and he said, there's no way I can go back. At a certain point, he realized that he didn't want to be distant from his parents. But he was afraid to go back. He was afraid. And so he sent his parents a message. He said, listen, this coming Sunday, I'm going to come by the house. And if you want me to come back, if you're still willing to, after everything I did, if you're willing to talk to me, put a white flag on the front lawn. And if you're not willing to, don't put a flag. But I don't want to knock on the door and see if you don't want to talk to me. Just let me know before I go. And he gets on the bus and he goes, and he travels back to his hometown, and he gets into a taxi, and he gets into the taxi, and the taxi's taking him to his house. And he said, listen, I'm going to tell you the story. And he tells him the story. And he says, listen, I can't look. Do me a favor. I'm going to close my eyes. And as you pass by the house, if there's a white flag in the front, then stop and I'll get out. And if there isn't, just keep driving and bring me right back to the bus stop. And he gets closer and closer and his heart's pounding and his eyes are closed and there's tears in his eyes. And he turns around the corner of the block and he closes them. He shuts them so tight. And the taxi driver says to him, he says, listen, open your eyes. And he opens his eyes. Hundreds of white flags over the entire front of the house. Hundreds of white flags. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We always, and that's a true story, we always trick ourselves into thinking that He doesn't want us back. Where I think the term in modern day language is gaslighting ourselves. Right? We're always gaslighting ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us back. Okay, good. Sit here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us back. But that's us gaslighting ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always coming and telling, all He wants is us. All He wants is us. If you go up, imagine, just take that same visual image, and it's real. That we look, when we look at Har HaBayis, we see the dome. Don't see the dome. Look at all of it. All of Har HaBayis is thousands, millions of white flags. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, just come back. Just come back. You're my children. I never wanted you to go away in the first place. I had to teach you. I had to be mechanic. You did the wrong thing, but I never wanted you to leave, and I want you to come back. All I want you is to come back. To feel that, to understand that. Yeshayahu is yelling at us, and half of us, 75% of us, 99% of us, 99% of us are hearing, V'hein pash you be, you're all sinners. That's what we hear. And we go home and we cry and feel depressed. We're like, okay, another Tisha B'Av, Nebuch, what are we going to do? Let's try to push it out of our minds, get through it, and then get back to the other. Let's be the rest of them. Let's start turning it around. Let's hear, V'hein pash you be, B'seder, Banim gidalti v'romamti. That even then he's yelling at us, but you're my banim, but you're my banim, you're my children, you're my children. Let's see if we can finish the paragraph in the next couple of minutes. The Maral says, Harich bin Yazeh, he goes on in this and he says, we're always his children. Even when we sin b'mezid, even when we mamish sin against the Kadosh Baruch Hu with full knowledge to go against him, lo aleinu. Nikraim el Hashem yiparach banim, we're still his children. Shneamar banim lo amon. Even when you're not Amon, even when there's no Amuna, you're still my children. V'lo zebilva, ela af im dveikim legamrei ba'avodat gilulim v'yotzim ma'asehem min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liyot dvukim be'elokei nechar. And even if a chas v'sholom, mamash turn, we turn up our backs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamash, our ovid avodah zara. In our day and age, mamash, turn away, we become atheists. We don't believe. There's no, the Torah was written by some guy. I don't believe any of this stuff. It's all shtiyot. There's no ruchnis. There's no nothing. The God of atheism is the God, is the Avodah Zarah of our times. Even so, we're still his children. Uvadavar zehaya ra'oy lomar sheit batel shein banim. And with that, we would deserve to lose the title of being his kids. We do Avodah Zarah, are you kidding me? We turn our back on God? The chutzpah. We deserve to lose the title. And that's why it says, even then, we're a Kodesh Baruch Hu's children. There's no bitul for this. Asher nikru Yisrael banim, there's nothing that can undo this. V'davar ze ein shinoi lo b'chol chet asher yaseh tiyech chet mashu. No matter what sin we do, nothing can change that. Nothing can change that fundamental fact. It may hurt. It may be painful. It may make it harder for us. It may be a lot of tshuva to do. But nothing can break that connection. V'zehi madrigah shel Shabbos Kodesh. That's the whole level of Shabbos Kodesh. Bichinat banim, that were his children. Sha'afilu avar avodah zarah kador enosh mochalin lo ki Yisrael b'chol matzav shein banim him. No matter what Jewish movie, were his children. With Kolshona Pasuk, as the Pasuk says, Vishamru b'nei Yisrael at ha-Shabbat, la'asot at ha-Shabbat l'dorotam brit olam, that we do Shabbos, and Shabbos is a brit, it's a covenant between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But not just that, it's a brit olam, it's an eternal decree. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael oti olam. It's for us a sign forever. Kilomar sha'Shabbos hi davar olami. Shabbos is forever. Shabbos is nitzchi. Shabbos is eternal. On the chol ofen shu, afilu kasher yudinim sab b'shol tachtit. Even when a Jew is on the lowest level, it doesn't matter. That's why, without going into it, we talked about it before. We haven't had enough time left, but like that's why the crazy, like you talk to birthright. People come on birthright. You ask them. So many people come on birthright. What was the most amazing experience your first time unaffiliated Jews in Eretz Yisrael? We went to this from Jews house for Shabbos. So many Jews talk about it. So many Jews. Because it doesn't matter how far you are, Shabbos brings you in. Shabbos is that connectivity. Shabbos is the feeling of banim. When a person, even they do avodah zara, tamid yesh lo et koach haShabbos kodesh yibrit olam. Himself hints to also later on in the Nevuah. He says there, I'm done with this. I'm done with all of this stuff from you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yeshayahu. I'm not interested in your Rosh Chodesh. I'm not interested in your Moadim. Enough with it. Be real. What does the Zohar say? Yeah. It says, enough with your Rosh Chodesh, enough with your holidays. Ka'amar ve'ilu Shabbos lo ka'amar. But it doesn't say, I don't want your Shabboses. There's no such thing as a Kadosh Baruch Hu not wanting our Shabbos. Even in a Tochacha, I can't say, I don't want your Shabbos, because we're only connected on Shabbos Kodesh. You see it in the Nevuah this week. He doesn't mention Shabbos. Uvegin kach ketiv b'ini uvein b'nei Yisrael l'chuli. V'zeu ha'chazon ha'gadol b'yoter li'udi. This is the biggest vision a Jew can have. That we're never thrown off. That no matter what Jewish women, we're always his children. And that's what Shabbos Chazon is all about. Two more lines. He's about talking about our Shabbos. And dafka, like we said, when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. He says, "Dafka this Shabbos." I'm with that. Dafka this Shabbos. Where Shabbos is Shabbat. Shabbat Chazon is Shabbat. It's not just during the 3 weeks. It's not just during the 9 days. It's not just that you're still my children during the 9 days. It is Tisha B'Av this Shabbos. And we're still his children. That's not the haftarah doesn't change. The nevuah doesn't change. Even on Tisha B'Av itself. And he says it's the biggest Shabbos of the whole year. Where we should be the farthest. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't care. You're still close. You're still close. Shabbat Chazon is a tremendous opportunity. The whole 3 weeks, the 9 days, is an opportunity. An opportunity not to be sad. And not an opportunity to be depressed. An opportunity to feel a lack, to feel the avelus and to feel the lack, to spur us to tshuva, to bring us to become closer to him, to not feel comfortable with the status quo and to bring us back to him. And dafka on Shabbos to feel that tshuva and to get closer to him and feel like we're banim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbos before, and this year on Tisha B'Av, that no matter how dark it gets, no matter how far I get, there's always a way back. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is to give me goodness. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is to connect to me and to give me the greatest oneg that there is in the world. Beyond the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that we should be able to understand, to see past to see past all of the things we can't do over these 3 weeks and 9 days in the Shavuot, to not obsess over those aspects, but to allow them to open our hearts to feeling what we're missing, to long for that reconnection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to long to come back to our house with our beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get back to that place, to come from the depths of our hearts and our souls, to feel that dafka on Shabbos, dafka on Shabbat Chazon, let it open that up for us and bring us even closer. The words of Yeshayahu ringing in our ears, not Pashu be okay, we need to do tshuva, but that we're still his banim. And through that, Bezrat Hashem, return to that house as his spouse, as his kids, whichever mashal you want, to return back to that house, to see it rebuilt, and to live there be'emes from the place of an amkos alev. And through that, to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and to be there with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bezrat Hashem, Mir Rabbi Amen. Shkoach, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you again to our anonymous sponsor. Thank you again for everybody who joined us. A great group here. Wonderful, huge, wonderful, great group here. I was really excited to see everybody. Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll try to keep it going. I hope to see you all next week. We'll start talking Nechama Bezrat Hashem. Hopefully we'll be singing and dancing in the Beis HaMikdash, but if not, we'll start talking Nechama next week, Bezrat Hashem. Shkoach, everybody. Be well.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Amen. Thank you so much.